Hey everyone, this is Gary Kay, and we are counting down to ISE, and this is my last video before ISE. I'm heading out this weekend, and Paul's heading out today. Paul Harris is the CEO of Aurora Multimedia. Paul, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I just want to point out it's the last, but it's the best.
There you go. Save the best for last.
Of course.
Listen, you need to go by Aurora's booth in Hall 5, booth E150. One of the things that I'm excited to see, Paul, is the RXT4DV. Talk about that really quickly, because I think the fact that you've added video onto that, streaming video onto that, is a big deal.
Yeah, I wish I had one here right now to show you, but they're adorable. It's a
we're putting a picture up right now.
Oh, great. So somebody's got to do it for me. It's a little 4-inch touch panel, but it's more than that. It's a full beamforming Dante AES-67 microphone that has a speaker built into it, does voting, does seating placements, does full automation of the room. But not only did it do all that, but then we threw a full 4K AV over IP engine in it where through a USB-C, you can plug your laptop into it, back charge up to 100 watts into it, or throw HDMI in it as well, and it will stream it in real time with no latency over to the screen or wherever else you want to send it to.
Yeah, so the idea behind this is you'd have a conference room. Everyone would have their own USB-C connectivity. That allows you to connect your laptop up to the screen, but also in front of you is a sort of like a conference system, really. Everyone has their own mic. Everyone has their own speaker. You can actually connect a headphone to it if you wanted to. Do you have Bluetooth in that as well? Well, you were talking about one time adding Bluetooth to that.
We are adding it, but until it's officially approved, we can't fully go forward with it. But yes, it will have a version that will have Bluetooth and eventually Bluetooth Auracast. But we can do the Auracast through our AV over IP.
Around the table can now control the system because you're giving everyone their individual controller. And I like what you've done is distributed microphones rather than, you know, you've done an actual true microarray where you're giving every single person a microphone rather than having one mic in the entire room.
Yeah, it definitely increases it. Plus you could do a mix minus and it's scalable. So you could do like 2,000 people if you want. So we do, we're doing council chambers, we're doing courtrooms, congresses, classrooms, conference rooms, really any of those it applies to. It solves all the problems. You can raise your hand with it. It just adds a civility to it. But one of the things that we've been talking about is it's the gooseneck without the gooseneck.
Yeah.
So one of the things about a gooseneck microphone is it's annoying. You got a gooseneck sticking right in front of your face. And instead, it replaces that, and now it just picks up the sound, in front of you, up to, a few feet away, because, physics, the closer the microphone, the better it sounds. And so you put a beamform right in front of you, it sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's a really unique system. Nobody has anything like it. It's the RXT platform that you have. Everyone should go by and see it. I also know that you have integrated a kind of a ClickShare type wireless sharing system into your products as well.
Yeah, so we call this the React Room is the whole system.
Yeah.
But part of the React Room is the VPX series. And in the VPX series, we have a UC1 Ultra. And what we did was not only is it the 4K streaming encoder or decoder, but it's got an 8-core Android engine built into it. And inside that, we're running our TeamStream application, which allows you to wirelessly send your phone or your laptop in real time to, once again, it becomes part of the system. You'll be able to annotate on it.
You're basically giving them an on-ramp for a wireless connection.
Oh, absolutely. And the nice thing about it is if you've ever seen a lot of the wireless, you get that little bit of the lag that just comes across. Now the lag's almost non-existent in it is one of the nice things. And
how many frames per second 4K do you get 30. when you're playing video on that wirelessly? Do you know?
Yeah, no, it looks great. So we'll be showing that in our booth. We'll be showing the RXT with the microphone. We'll have headsets there so you can hear the quality of the microphone and listen to the speaker. So we'll be showing that there too. We'll be showing all these things so that we don't just talk it, we'll be showing it.
Yeah, is there anything else that you're showing that you want to tease?
I'll do quick plugs. The IBT series, which we call IP-based T. It's the simplicity of HD-based T, but with the scalability of AV over IP. So we'll be showing that there too, and we'll be demonstrating that. Nice.
That's like HD based T, but IP, using IP basically. Point.
Yeah,
point.
IP based T.
Yeah, IP. There you go.
I like that. Oddly enough, I got the trademarks for that. Go figure. So it's a different platform, but it's got its purpose. But with two SKUs, are the building blocks of a point to point, a DA, a switch, or a matrix with only two SKUs, a wall plate, a one gang wall plate, and a box. We'll be showing a new version of Core Studio that is our control system creation tool that last year we showed that it can do AI. This year, we're making it the first platform that you can natively run the platform on a Windows or an Apple Mac. Most every platform forces you to run it natively on a Windows. We can run it on a Mac now. And we're also doing full emulation from within the computer, even the Mac, so you can test all the code, see that it works before you even deploy it right into the system as well. So that'll be another thing. We'll be showing Dash AV, which is another software for AV over IP. So that's another thing we'll be showing there as well. And there's another few things I'm probably forgetting about, but it's enough to get you excited to come by our booth and see all the cool things we're doing.
And you'll also be on the end user tour. So if you're an end user going to ISC in Barcelona, if you haven't signed up for our end user tour, just contact me directly, Gary@theraveagency.com. But you can see all of our ISE coverage at ravepubs.com/ISE. And we're going to go by and shoot videos on all of these products and everything else Paul has in his booth. So if you're watching this after the show, you can actually just type in Aurora in the video search window and see all those videos. Paul, I look forward to personally seeing you on Tuesday.
Same here, man. It's always a pleasure hanging out.
Yeah, fly safe.
Thank you. You too.
Rants and Raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves.